Hi, this is a description for patient Saletha Wilson. S like Sam, A-L-E-E, T like Tom, H like Harry, A, Saletha. Last name is Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. Date of birth is 12-1-1970. Date of accident is December 5, 2024. Data service is 4/28/2025. History of presenting illness. The patient is here with a chief complaint of severe pain in the neck, the lower back, the right shoulder, left shoulder, with shooting pain to the right upper arm. History of automobile accident. The patient attributes all of her symptoms to an accident that happened on December 5th. 2024 as follows. The patient was traveling as a front seat passenger, restrained in a Chevy Tahoe at around 50 miles an hour, going on North Lodge Freeway on the middle lanes near Livernois area in Detroit. Another car was traveling at 100 miles an hour, Buick LaCrosse, and hit their car rear-ended. Their car, after being hit, spinned two times, but they did not hit anything else. The patient was wearing seatbelt, airbags were deployed, there was loss of consciousness, it was a hit-and-run accident, the police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. The driver was a drunk driver in the back who plowed into their back. Damage, the car is completely total. The rear part of the car is smashed. Windshield is busted. Rear bumper trunk are damaged. There was no damage internally to the seat belt or dashboard or air or console at all. Regarding the injury, patient report that she possibly passed out after being dazed for a few minutes, and she banged her left shoulder to the airbag, neck whiplash due to the seatbelts that she was wearing. Side to side, she was thrown. However, there was no trauma directly to the head, and no chest, pelvic, abdomen trauma, no trauma to the knee or hip or elbows or hands. History of presenting illness, patient reporting headaches that are present in the front mostly, and they are 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are 3 to 4 times per week, and they stay in the front moderately severe, infrequent, not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, aura, and not sensitive to light or noise. Regarding additional symptoms of TBI, patient report that she is suffering from dizziness and blurred vision, but denies any taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem. She reports no vertigo or loss of consciousness, seizures, denies any memory loss, balance problem, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion. She denies focus problem, concentration problems, denies any incontinence or any nausea, vomiting, or spots in the vision, loss of vision. She has moderate anxiety and panic, but denies any sudden anesthesia, sleep disturbance, or weakness, lightheadedness. She has no major problem in walking. Gait is normal. History of pain. Patient is suffering from pain in the neck around 6. Lower back pain is 6. There is a pain in the left shoulder, which is 7. Some pain in the hip is also reported. On the right side, and some pain in the right shoulder area is also reported, both left and right. However, the left shoulder, she is unable to lift more than 90 degrees in abduction or forward flexion. These pains are constant, described as throbbing, shootings, hot burning, aching, and vary from 7 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected. 7 modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, by standing, lying down, and walking, driving, and improved by nothing. So far, there's no numbness, tingling anywhere, no shooting pains, no radiculopathy, no muscle weakness. Regarding past treatment, patient has had x-rays of the back and shoulder, and possibly MRI of the back and neck. Patient report that she was initially seen at the emergency room of Oakwood Hospital. It's also called Caldwell, South Shore. She was there for 3 hours on the day of accident. X-rays were done, CT scans were done. They were all found negative. She suffered from whiplash at the time, and a cervical collar was provided. She has not seen any other doctor since then. No physical therapy, no chiropractic. Home treatment only and home exercise only. This will be the records for rest of the history, ADLs, for system review. And for past surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment, legal and personal history, ADLs, and also the diagnosis page. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 133 over 96, pulse 77, pulse ox is 100, height 5'7", 198. A 48-year-old African-American female is she's alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Is able to walk reasonably well with no antalgic gait or limping. Dress and hygiene is normal. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are noticed. Patient has mild anxiety but not lethargic. Rest of the exam comes from the template. Neurological examination is normal. Musculature examination is normal. No muscle spasm is noticed. Musculoskeleton. Inspection palpation comes from template. Tenderness of the spine is noticed at T5, 6 and 7, L4, 5 and L5, S1, and left SI joint. With 2 plus hypertonicity and few trigger points. Trapezius and quadratus lumborum muscles are normal. Range of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion 40, and bilateral rotation is 50. Lumbar spine forward flexion is 35, and extension is 20, and bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 30. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, but Lermit test and Sperling test are positive. Distraction tests and Sotohart tests are negative. Thoracic spine Roos test and Slum tests are negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test positive at 40 degrees. And CLR is positive. CAMP is positive. Kandinsky negative. Brudzinski Kernig test is negative. SI joint. On the left is slightly tender with positive Faber test, Gonsalon test. And other than that, right SI joint is normal. Standing flexion test, iliac compression, and distraction test are normal. Regarding the shoulder exam, only the left shoulder is affected. Pain level is 7. Difficulty in lifting beyond 90 degrees. Motor weakness is noticed 4/5 on the right shoulder. Hawken Kennedy test, pre-test, near test, and anterior posterior apprehension test are positive. Distally, there is a slight weakness. The tinel sign, felon sign is negative. Wrist and hand are completely normal. The right shoulder is completely normal with normal range of motion of 180 degrees. There is a shooting pain, but no local pain. Diagnosis is from the diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered for this patient to continue at her local therapy place. She lives far away from our office. So she will like to find out there in the area 3 times per week to the affected areas, including SI joint, for the neck and the lower back and left shoulder with traction massage, even acupuncture and chiropractor are discussed. The patient remains off work. Housework replacement transportation is checked. She's provided with the following medication, which is naproxen 500 twice a day, Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Flexeril 10 milligram at night for muscle relaxation, Elevel 50 milligram at night for sleep and relaxation and GAD disorder, pain relief, Lidocaine gel, topical pain relief, Tylenol codeine number 3 for every 12 hours for pain relief, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan are all yes. Referral to psychiatrist for anxiety and panic, okay. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records, medical records have been ordered, released. Investigation, no investigations are being ordered. Interventional pain procedures, none are being ordered. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, case worker, none. DME, patient is provided with neck brace, back brace, tense unit. Education is yes, and follow visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you. An MRI will be ordered at a later date.